morning. Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and we are at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later in the show, Rob DeWalt will be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I would like to welcome Rob DeWalt.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, well, Linda Siegel can't be with us today. She is busy down at the legislature and just doesn't have the time to come in. And we will definitely have her on the air next week with the legislative update. Lots to talk about there. But Rob DeWalt came in early. It's great to have you.
It's great to have me. No, I mean, I'm sorry. It's great to be here.
To be had.
It's great to be had.
So
I'm happy for you to see me, too.
It's the KSFR Fun Drive right now. And it's the last day that I'm going to be on doing the Fun Drive. Next week, our programming will go back to the usual state that it was. And so this is the last day that you can actually make a call and say, I listen to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe and I like it. And that's the way you do that is you call 428-1393, 428-1393. And I want to give people the chance now to say that they get their kicks, they get their information, they get their weekend plans on Speaking of the Arts. Because I've been doing this for 7 years early on with Hollis Walker, and then she left and Robert Knott came in. He did it for about 6 years, and now Rob DeWalt is here, and we're absolutely delighted about that. A lot of people say, oh, I figure out what to do on the weekend because of Speaking of the Arts. So if you're one of those people, then think about what that's worth to you. Maybe it's worth the price of one pasatiempo a week. The pasatiempo is a dollar on
Fridays. Yeah.
Fridays. So that would be 52 weeks a year. $52
a year.
So I would like to, in this hour, have people call and make a pledge of $52
to
KSFR.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
428-1393. Yesterday, we made a decent turnout during the show. And what I would like today is I would like to set a goal, and I would like to set an ambitious goal of $2,000 for this show. So if you like this show, let's see, what's the math on that? If we get 10 people to each pledge $200, or 20 people to each pledge $100, or 40
people to pledge
$50, or let's see, 43.7 people to, no, 38.7 people to pledge $52?
Yeah, I think they're all realistic. I think any of them could happen.
428-1393, let's get the phones ringing. I wanted to let people get to know Rob DeWalt. You are a journalist, and you've been doing your work for quite a long time. How did you become a journalist?
Well, back in the day.
No, I fell into this completely by accident. I went to journalism school at the University of Washington and failed miserably at it.
Really?
I was a terrible student.
Why?
Because I had problems with authority, and I was having more fun flipping pizzas.
That's hilarious.
Well, it was an interesting situation because I was studying photojournalism, and at the time they were telling me I was a sophomore, and they were telling me that, okay, you could take these photojournalism classes, but we don't have any photography classes that are open. Those are all reserved for the fine arts department. But if you'd like to take a photography class and get credit for it, you can pay $700 for this course off campus. And I was like, that doesn't really sound good to me. And so I got disillusioned. I'm not saying that everybody gets disillusioned, but for me, that was enough. And so I dropped out, and then I ended up going to Olympia and designing a film program for myself at Evergreen and getting a film degree, which I've never done anything with. And then I became a chef, and I did that I cooked for 18 years and got out of it for a little while. And I was at I was working at Whole Foods Market in Santa Fe. And I picked up the pasatiempo one day. This was in 1999, I think. And I, no, 2000. And I read, it was the first year that Whole Foods was open. I think it was 2000. And I read a restaurant review, and I didn't like it. And I wrote a nasty letter to the pasatiempo editor, who's not the editor now, but I wrote a nasty letter, and she called me on the phone. She said, your letter is interesting, but it's a little mean-spirited. She said, if you if you tone it down a little bit, I'd be glad to print it. And I said, okay. And so I was living in the sticks, an hour out of town at the time. So I went home after I got the phone call, and I rewrote the letter, and emailed it back to her. And a couple of weeks went by, and I thought, well, whatever, I guess I got to complain, right? That's what the letters to the editor are for. And then I got a phone call, and the editor said, look, your letter was really well crafted, but instead of printing it, why don't we see if you can put your money where your mouth is? Why don't you go out and see if you can do a better job? So I went out to Masa Sushi in Santa Fe, which was my first review. I think it was about 9 years ago, 10 years ago, and wrote a restaurant review, and that was it. They decided to print it, and then I started doing it freelance, and then about 5 years ago, I started working full-time as a calendar editor. Got totally disillusioned with the restaurant business. I reopened the Palace Restaurant like three times under three different chefs and owners and this and that. And I decided, you know what? It was just too frustrating for me to do that anymore. So at the time, there was an opening to become the calendar editor at the Pasta Tiempo, because the calendar editor at the time was moving to Richmond, Virginia to open a taco truck with his wife. And so I said, sure. And that's really how I fell into it. I was just a calendar editor, and then I started doing little bits of writing. And so, you know, I would never call myself a journalist. I'd call myself a reporter.
428-1393, the story of Rob DeWalt. One of the things that we're offering to our listeners this hour is, and only until 9 o'clock, is we are giving away with a donation, lunch at the Zia with me and Rob DeWalt. So if you want to have a nice lunchy, call right now and make a donation to KSFR, and we will all have lunch. We've done that a couple times. We did that with Robert Knott and had some fun and made some friends. It was great.
Yeah. I remember a couple of years ago you guys did that and went to the Zia and had a lot of fun.
We did.
And we're all a lot more fun when we're a little bit looser and we have a couple of drinks in us. No, I'm kidding. But no, really. No,
I don't drink.
I'm much more interesting in person. Well, I'll drink for you. How's that?
That reminds me of a joke.
What?
Well, you know, the one about the Irishman. The Irishman who walks into a bar in New York and he orders three beers. And he does this every night for weeks. And the bartender finally says to him, why do you order three beers at one time? And he says, well, one beer is for me and the other two are for my two brothers in Ireland. I miss them so. And so he goes, and every night for 10 years, he goes and orders three pints at the same time, drinks them all down. And after 10 years, he comes in one night and he says, I'd like two pints of Guinness. And the guy brings him two pints, and he's horrified because he thinks that one of his brothers has died. And this goes on for a few weeks, and finally the bartender gets up the courage to ask him. He says, shall I give you my condolences? Has one of your brothers passed away? He says, oh, no, nothing like that, but I've stopped drinking.
Oh, my goodness.
428-1393. If you want me not to ever tell a joke again, please donate right now.
Please donate.
428-1393. Mary Lynn.
Yes, I'm here with the chuckling on the joke. Yes, we're about a sixth to a seventh of the way, and there's somebody on the phone right now to meeting your challenge of getting $2,000 during the show. We have Nancy Strauss to thank.
Thank you.
Sandy Deitch and Sloan Cunningham.
Yay, thanks to all of you. And the number is 428-1393, and 428-1393 will allow you to make a donation to KSFR. Yesterday, a lot of people called, and they didn't want to be named, and so we call those people anonymous.
Anonymous.
Yes. So you can call anonymously. You can join the big family of anonymity. Or you can have your name read, or you can have your dog's name read.
Oh, that's good. That's a good idea. Yeah. Like getting a brick or a plaque, like on a new building. But this is like, this floats in the ether forever.
Remember, the cats won.
Oh, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, well, you know, we let them win. 428-1393. 428-1393. Yeah, no, dogs or cats. Anyway, we're not going to revive the dogs versus cats thing, but I will say, Rob DeWalt, you have a new dog.
I do have a new dog. I do. Well, it's sort of it's a loner. We're not sure if it's ours to keep yet. We're fostering an animal, a boxer named Zeus. who lives up to his name.
How's that?
For a few months.
He throws thunderbolts.
He's great. He's great. No, he's the nicest, kindest little dog, you know, that I've ever known. And by little, I mean huge. We call him Lipocalypse because he's got these huge lips. He's kennel trained, and my other two dogs are not. So they have two beds and a kennel, and they sit at the end of the bed. And my dog Venus is not very happy with the addition. They play all day outside. They run and jump and frolic in the snow and chase bunny rabbits. But when they come inside, it's all about, you know, this is my daddy. Don't touch my daddy.
Yes, the protective instinct.
Yes,
we call it territorial.
Territorial. Well, mine's a Shar Pei heeler mix. And she like sort of wrinkles her nose every time the dog walks by. So we're still trying to sort of figure out the family dynamic and you know, but you know the dog's mama lives in Las Vegas and he might go back to her and he might not. For right now he's happy and we're happy to have him. We're going through a lot of dog food though.
Yeah, big dogs will do that.
Yeah, yeah.
428-1393 is the number, 428-1393. And have lunch with me and Rob DeWalt if you make a donation to KSFR. So you then were a food journalist and a calendar editor. Now, you still write about food.
Uh-huh.
What happens when people disagree with your reviews now? I mean, do you get the kind of letters written to you that you wrote that got you the job in the first place?
Yes. Yes. I mean, you know, La Pasta Tiempo has a number of restaurant reviewers, so we save our critical writing in terms of restaurants for the Pasta Tiempo, which is kind of a good fit.
Meaning the other ones are uncritical?
No, not necessarily uncritical, but we cover different things in the Wednesday Taste section. We covered things like school lunches. We did a big story that we got a lot of good reaction to lately. Robert Knott wrote a story, and he and I went out and ate lunch at 9 different schools within the Santa Fe public school system. And wow, that was an eye opener. But
what? Tell us.
Well, you know, I mean, it all seems like they were meeting their expectations in terms of the USDA and the National School Lunch Program, which was feed kids what we tell you to feed them, and the program in the national school lunch program is nutrient based and not necessarily food based. So it's all about how many grams of protein and how many grams of fat and how many this and that. So, I mean, when push comes to shove, a hot dog and a chocolate milk and French fries is considered a balanced meal.
Aye.
And so, but I'm happy to report that a lot of the schools that we went to had healthier options, you know, and locally grown greens and sprouts. Some are making more of an effort than others to serve healthier food. Some are making more of an effort than others to serve good tasting food. All in all, there's always room for improvement in every school district. But we met a lot of really cool kids. Man, I forgot. I mean, because, you know, you have to check in when you go to school. So the first thing you do is go to the principal's office.
Oh, no.
And
did that bring back memories?
It certainly did. I stepped foot in Capshaw for the first time in 28 years with Robert Knott. And we had to report to the principal's office, where I spent a lot of time back in 82, I think, or 80, I think it was 82. And then sat in the cafeteria, which I don't really remember that much, because it was, I guess, because it was so long ago.
Well, because it was Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. And we sat with a group of kids and learned a lot about, you know, the dynamic of lunch in today's schools. So nothing's changed much, not even the food, you know.
428-1393 is the number. We've got a $2,000 goal for this hour, and we are with Rob DeWalt, speaking of the arts, and we're speaking of food. So what I remember of elementary school lunches is the most heinous breaded fish sticks imaginable.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely inedible. And then these sort of, like, deep-fried mystery meats. We weren't even sure what they were. And vegetables boiled into oblivion. The color green is only a distant memory.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It wasn't good.
No. Well, you know, my experience was that the first time that I bumped into these things called competitive foods, which are other foods that are served alongside the sanctioned stuff by the USDA, was when I was living in Amarillo, Texas. And And I was a kid. I loved eating junk food, you know. My grandmother, who I was living with at the time, fed me well at home. But when I went to lunch, I had a choice. I had money, and I had a choice of what I could buy with that money. So there was the school lunch with the nasty fish sticks. And then there was the stuff that was at least familiar and consistently, if not average, then bad, which was hamburgers, french fries, and moon pies. So for about 6 months, every single day, that was my lunch. Hamburger, french fries, moon pie,
right.
Chocolate milk.
Right.
Every single day for 6 months. I mean, I look back on it now and I go, what was I thinking? But I was a kid, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have to think, all right, well, if I'm thinking now, what was I thinking? And knowing that I couldn't think clearly because I was a kid who liked hamburgers and moon pies.
Right.
You know, you have to draw the line somewhere and say, all right, these are your choices, kids.
Yeah. You know? I mean, what would it take to get actually nutritious foods? And I mean, we had, what's that wonderful school lunch, cooking with kids.
Those guys
program.
Are doing a great job.
They're doing a great program, but they have to go over this hump called, what is this green stuff with the kids?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are people who have never seen a radish before. They can't even identify it or basic green vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
They've never even seen them. So
yeah.
They're not going to eat them even if the most delicious and nutritious food is put in front of them. They're gonna sort of shove it to the side and eat the fries.
Well, what they do, and so I'm not sure if this happens in all elementary schools, but they have kind of a snack time, and they introduce kids to new fruits and vegetables that are actually cut up, prepared in the cafeteria, and then brought into the classroom. So the kids get to try new fruits, vegetables. Recently, one of my writers for the Taste page went and visited a tasting and a cooking class that Cooking with Kids did at Cesar Chavez Elementary, and the kids were tasting and learning about citrus fruits, grapefruit, blood oranges, and so there was a chart, and they had sort of four sections on this chart, and they sort of talked about what it looked like, what it smelled like, what it tasted like, and then they went over the nutritional value, and then they ate it, and then they went into preparing some minestrone soup and breadsticks. So I think it's a program that's duplicated a lot. But I think it needs to be broader, and it's hard. It's hard to do, you know, because you're up against this wall of bureaucracy, and you know. But they're in there trying to change things, and that's the important thing.
428-1393. 428-1393 is the number. Do we have a report from the control room?
Yes, indeed. Virginia Barsky loves you, Mary Charlotte.
Yay,
she enjoys your show. And William Turney and another member of the Anonymity family called in.
Yay.
Or actually a couple members of them. And we're close to 1/4 of the way to your $2,000 goal today. Also have quite a few contributions at $52. Was that part of your math calculation at
yes.
the beginning of the show?
Okay. Yes. 428-1393. Yeah, if you make a contribution to $52, that's one for every week, a dollar for every week of Speaking of the Arts.
That's right.
428-1393. So let's see, if we're a quarter of the way to our $2,000 goal, that means and it's 8:26. That means we gotta speed it up. We gotta rev it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Gotta speed it up. 52 times 2. Double your pleasure. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. $104. That's two packs of cards.
Yeah.
428-1393. 428-1393. So do you now eat a healthy diet?
You know, I believe everything in moderation in terms of food.
Including moderation?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm lucky enough to live with a pesca vegetarian. So, I get to eat a lot of vegetables. You know, we grow a lot of our own
stuff. Pesca vegetarian? That's a fish-eating vegetarian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not a vegetarian.
It's a pesca vegetarian. It's just a pescatarian, you could call it, a pesca vegetarian. There's 9 million ways to describe somebody who eats fish but doesn't eat pork or chicken or anything like that. Like, I call them sailors.
I'm a porkitarian.
A porkitarian? Yep, I'm a porkitarian too. I eat more healthily than I did a long time ago. The last 6 or 7 years, I've been sort of, you know, it's part of my job to go to the farmers markets and talk to farmers and stuff like that. So I, just by exposure, which is, I think, the most important thing. But I will sit on the couch and eat an entire bag of Cheetos.
Yeah.
You know.
I understand that. I don't like Cheetos, but there's this product. I don't even know if they make it anymore. I think they do. I see it occasionally when I'm on a road trip, called Bugles.
Oh, yeah.
It's a kind of junk food. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let your children eat this stuff. It's addictive, but they're really good.
I know. You know what my partner does is he takes a thing of canned cheese in a can, and he squeezes the cheese into the bugle and then eats them like that.
And you call that a pescatarian?
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't say he was a healthy pescatarian.
428-1393. You can have lunch with me and Rob DeWalt.
All the bugles you can eat.
Oh gosh. Well, then there's Frito Pie, which is an entity, a phenomenon all of its own.
And on that note, can I make a suggestion to everybody that serves Frito Pies?
Yes.
Put the Fritos on top. Or put a few on the bottom and put some on top. Don't just put all the Fritos on the bottom.
But that's the pie crust.
No, well, I know, but see, think of it as a double crust pie then.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying nobody likes the soggy Fritos.
What is it a Frito pie at this point?
Fritos and chili.
Just Fritos with chili
on
top?
Well, and then, you know, the garnishments, the sour cream, the guacamole, the whatever.
So there's no meat?
Well, you can have meat chili.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, like restaurants around town will serve generally a red chili Frito pie that's got meat in it and a vegetarian green chili variety.
Right. Like tamales.
Yeah.
Now, hey, did you know that tamale was an English word?
Tamale is an English word?
Yep.
No.
It is.
Huh.
Because tamal is the Spanish word and tamales is the plural, and we've anglicized the singular to be tamale.
That's just like us, isn't it?
It is.
Ugh.
That's how language evolves. 428-1393 is the number.
I think you're scaring them with some of the food that you're talking about. we have for a $100 contribution lunch with the two of you, right?
Yes. Right. Yep.
And we have that available for two callers.
Two callers.
And they don't have to eat strange kinds of bugles and cheese.
No, you can have a nutritious meal. They have good food at the Zia Diner.
They have great food.
They have very good food. I like that place. Well, what we're going to do, wait a minute, before we go to our little break, I want to ask you, if you were a chef, how would you make Frito pie?
How would I make Frito pie? I'd make a beef-based chili, red chili, with beans. It would be thick, but it would be made with the whole pods and not the powder. And then I would use a sharp cheddar cheese, and I would use Fritos. I mean, it's that simple. Divine in its simplicity.
No, but how many Fritos, what amount of Frito fritage would you put on the bottom?
Fritage? I would say probably a coffee cup's amount of Fritos on the bottom. Chili, meat chili, and then a coffee cup full of Fritos on the top.
Okay, so there's your double crust pie.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little break right now. We're talking to Rob DeWalt about food. We're going to talk to Rob DeWalt, speaking of the arts, in just a couple of minutes. But first, we have to hear from our underwriters, and we have to hear, ladies and gentlemen, from you. 428-1393 is the number, 428-1393. And if you call, what we're trying to do is make our goal of $2,000 for this hour, and if you call and make a $100 contribution, you can have lunch with the two of us. Or if you call and make a $52 contribution, that is $1 for every week of Speaking of the Arts. It's just an incredibly low price to pay. 428-1393. Give us a call. We're going to hear from our underwriters. We'll be back in just a moment. And we're back in the Santa Fe Baking Company with Rob DeWalt. And now we are speaking of the arts. We got to get a little glimpse behind the scenes of the Rob DeWalt life. And now we're speaking of the arts. Have people been calling, Mary Lynn? We don't know. We'll find out in a moment. 428-1393. We've got a $2,000 goal for this hour. And the idea is, if you listen to this program, if you've been listening to Robert Knott for the last 6 years, if you're listening to Rob DeWalt now, give us a call and support the program, because that's how we stay on. We don't sell, except for a little bit of underwriting, we don't have a whole lot of ads to sell and so on. That's good. That's like a Freudian kind of hearing thing. You know, I say ads, you hear underwear.
Right.
Excellent. So what's happening this... 428-1393 is the pledge drive number. Please support me. Please support the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And speaking of the arts, you can just do that by calling. And it means so much to us, both financially, because that's the way we get by, but also emotionally, because here we are working really hard every week. I work 6 days a week, sometimes seven. I try not to work 7 days a week, but just to bring you the best radio we possibly can for, you know, not a whole lot of financial reward, and I'm not complaining, but it's not, you're no one in this business, including you, is Rob DeWalt, is in it for the money. We are here to serve, and just a couple times a year we ask you to serve us by making a contribution. So please help us meet our $2,000 goal for this hour, 428-1393. What's happening in the arts and around town?
All kinds of stuff. I mean, you were talking about, first, let me just say emotionally, if no one purchases lunch with us, my soul is going to be crushed. I was always picked last for baseball because I was the skinny kid. Picked last for football because I was the skinny kid, you know.
I was always picked last for baseball because I couldn't throw.
Well, that too. I got actually the coach of my Little League team pulled my mother aside and said, you know, he kind of spends more time picking flowers in the outfield than he does playing baseball, which was true. I'd be out there in daffodil land and stuff would be going on around me.
Oh, that's very
I just
funny.
Thought I was the bee's knees, the best baseball player. But in fact, I was preparing to become a florist. So yes, please do not crush my soul. I want to have lunch with you and Mary Charlotte.
Yay.
And you know, who knows? Who knows? We might spark up a beautiful friendship.
And that's still available.
Yay, good.
We have Suzanne Lederer to thank.
Thank you.
And William Turney of Schola Cantorum of Santa Fe had called earlier.
Right.
I forgot to mention that school. Yes, and we're a little over a fourth of the way.
We're a little over the fourth of the way. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, step up. Not sure if we can do it, but let's see if we can meet our $2,000 goal. I know we can do it. It's really up to you, listeners, in the world right now on this Friday morning, which is not quite as cold as previous Friday mornings have been lately. 428-1393, give a call. And I have to say, the first thing on my list of what's happening this weekend is a free lecture by noted cookbook author Cheryl Alters Jameson called Still Cooking, New Mexico's Historic Diners, Chili Joints, and Burger Bars. And that's at 2 o'clock on Sunday, the 13th of February at the New Mexico History Museum. That sounds like what we were just talking about.
Yeah. That's gonna be a fun one because besides a great lecture that doesn't cost a penny, they're going to be giving some offers from restaurants that are mentioned in the lecture.
Nice.
The ones that still exist. I'm not sure if all the ones that she's going to be talking about exist.
Right.
But that's going to be a great lecture. What else is going on? Michelle's Closet Art Boutique from 5 to 8 p.m. is having a Kindred Hearts for Kindred Spirits. It's an exhibit, but it's a reception and from 5 to 8. And a portion of the proceeds are going to benefit
animal?
The Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary.
How wonderful.
Which is a really great sanctuary.
They're a wonderful sanctuary.
I know. I could spend all my time there if I could. But
yeah, if you wanted to have a model for peace and love in the world, you go to the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. You spend time there and you become happy and calm.
Yeah. You become happy and calm. I mean, sometimes I leave sad, but
yeah, well.
Yeah. But most of the time, I leave confident that these animals are going to be living out the rest of their days in just the perfect place.
Yeah, even if they've had rough lives, which some of them have had.
Hey, here's another kind of benefit thing over at the Flying Cow Gallery at Warehouse 21. They're having a Valentine art show. It's a group show, and there's a reception tonight from 6 to 9 p.m., and percentage of the proceeds benefits Impact DWI, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, New Mexico National DWI Victims Memorial of Perpetual Tears, and Warehouse 21.
Wow.
That's a mouthful, but it's going to be great. It's going to be a fun show. They have Warehouse 21 actually has a lot of really good stuff coming up. If you go to their website, warehouse21.org, you can read all about it. But unfortunately, their pipes froze the other day, but everything is all fixed and everything is all better.
Nice.
So they're the open for business.
428-1393, we're open for business too, because we want to stay in business, because we are your local community-supported radio station, so we're looking for the community support right now, especially from people who have never given before, and people who listen to Speaking of the Arts, exactly what we're doing now to try to find out what's going on.
Hey, Mary Charlotte, you've got one guest to go to take to lunch, you and Robert.
Yay.
And we want to thank Amy McKenzie.
Thank you, Amy.
And we also have a little over $600. So, you know, we've got a ways to go. We want those phones to ring.
We got
one just
over,
rang.
Good. $600 can become $2,000 very quickly if a bunch of people call and make $100 contributions or make $52 contributions, one for every Friday of the year. 428-1393. 428-1393. So there's an art exhibition at the Encaustic Art Institute this Saturday. That's tomorrow from 1 to 6 in the afternoon at 18 County Road 55A, which is General Goodwin Road, in Cerrillos, New Mexico. And the number over there, it's free, and the number over there is 424-6487. And you can also go to EAINM, which is Encaustic Art Institute, New Mexico. And that is an exhibition called Hearts Aflame. And it's called the Pyramid Gallery out there. So check it out. I bet a lot of Valentine's Day stuff going on this weekend?
You know, there is a lot, but it's not really happening on Valentine's Day.
Saturday night?
Yeah. A lot of the things are happening on Saturday night. For instance, Rouge Cat over there on, I believe it's on Marcy Street, right there at Marcy, on the corner of Marcy and, let's see, what is the address?
Lincoln?
Oh, it's 101 West Marcy Street, just a hop, skip, and a jump from Il Piatto downtown. They're hosting the 6th Sex on Vinyl, which is this great sort of consortium of DJs that sort of put together by DJ Melanie Moore and Donovan Livingston many years ago. I think they sort of brought it here from somewhere else, but it's grown and it's grown year after year after year. And it's you know, I consider it kind of a Santa Fe tradition to have this now. And they're bringing in some great talent from Berlin, folks that used to live here in Santa Fe. Walker Barnard, who used to play in a band called Mobius Trip, is going to be spinning. And I believe there's like 6 DJs in total. But the great thing is that they're DJing as couples, and they're using a minimum of 4 turntables for each set. Now, that kicks off at 7 p.m., and there is a cover for it, but I'm telling you, I've been to these things, like, almost every single year, and they are a blast.
I went a couple years ago. It was fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. They did one at the Lodge one year, and there was body paint everywhere. It was interesting, but that's a really good time.
Now, today at 5 o'clock at Garcia Street Books, Jacqueline St. Joan will be reading from her book, My Sister's Made of Light. And that is a book about Pakistan. And the author is a human rights activist, lawyer, and judge. And it's about the human rights movement, especially as it pertains to women in Pakistan. So it's a novel about these activist sisters. And it's supposed to be amazing. It has a beautiful cover. And so that's happening today at 5 o'clock at Garcia Street Books.
Actually, tonight is the kickoff of the 18 Days events.
Yes!
That is at the Center for Contemporary Arts, the Munoz Waxman Gallery. 18 Days, group show celebrating New Mexico Women in the Arts, Fine Arts Awards, and reception 5:30 to 8 tonight. There's exhibit. The exhibit is up. There's going to be films, performances, lectures. All that is continuing through March 20th. If you go to NewMexicoWomenInTheArts.org, or you go to CCA.
CCASantaFe.org.
You can find a schedule, or you could just, you know, you could pick up today's Pasa Tiempo.
You could.
There's a cover story on Nacha Mendez, who's performing, I believe, next Saturday.
As part of the 18 Days.
But there's a profile on her, and there's a profile on this whole 18 Days thing, which honors women artists and performers in New Mexico.
And tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the CCA, Leslie Dillon, whom I admire very much. She's
Ooh.
A very good actress and playwright and one-woman show lady, and she's doing a one-woman show monologue about being on the set of The Perfect Storm and trying to meet George Clooney.
Mm-hmm. You interviewed her, what, yesterday?
Yeah, I would say, was it yesterday? Yeah,
day before
so.
Yesterday? I don't know. It was recently.
No, day before yesterday.
That was a good interview. And that looks great, too. That's just one of many events that's happening. There's going to be films. There's going to be a film showcase on two separate nights. There's going to be films. they're going to actually, well, I think they're going to be giving away the, or they're going to be announcing the winner of the Sage Award.
Okay.
On Saturday next week.
Excellent.
Or this week. I don't know. If you go, if you you can find a full schedule at ccasantafe.org. There's links to everything.
There. Exactly. Now, the Santa Fe Watershed Association is hosting the 5th annual Love Your River Day because rivers need love, too. It's a cleanup happening tomorrow. From 10 to 11, there are snacks, and from 11 to 1 is the cleanup. You meet at the barn at Frenchie's Field on Agua Fria and Osage. For more information, you can go to santafewatershed.org. Or you can call 820-1696. And for those of you who actually are looking to hear all the numbers that we read, you may want to, when you listen to Speaking of the Arts, keep a pencil and paper nearby because there's a lot of phone numbers. Robert Notton and I used to always try to figure out whether anybody actually wrote down the phone numbers when we said them, whether we should even say them, but we say them. So Love Your River Day, 820-1696. And the telephone number at KSFR is 428-1393, 428-1393. And if you can make a contribution to us, to KSFR, and keep us going, we're pretty much living hand-to-mouth. We're living fund-drive to fund-drive. That's how the radio station works. We don't have any great, huge stores of capital in the background. I don't know if you heard this yesterday. I was talking to Jason Silverman on the radio, but I figured out that Glenn Beck's salary alone would fund 50 KSFRs, just the salary, nothing else. Just
that's
the salary
scary.
Would fund 50 KSFRs.
That's frightening. That's really frightening.
Yeah, and after taxes, 49.
Yeah, that's very frightening. Depressing, really. But you know what? I mean, I like the idea of being able to give, you know, just basically signing up to have something taken out of your credit card every month or week or whatever.
Yeah, that's something that we offer, and it's great. I like to do that. Mary Lynn?
Yes, we have some thank yous here. Deborah Harlow, Patricia Clock, and Louise Baum. And we're over $800 so far, and you have some, both of you have a couple people to take to lunch.
Yay! 428-1393. That's excellent. So let's reach $1,000 in the next 2 minutes and see if we can just somehow, through a flurry, get to our $2,000 goal. I know we can do it. So it's really up to our listeners. 428-1393. Let's reach the $1,000 right now, and let's reach the $2,000 by 9 o'clock. That's another 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
428-1393. Okay. So what else is happening this weekend?
Well, this warms my heart. Learning Horse, which is a Santa Fe nonprofit that teaches Native American youth how to ride and care for horses, tonight at the Santa Fe Scottish Rite Center, the Scottish Rite, you know, the big pink church there on the corner on Washington Avenue, is they're having a Cowboy Sweetheart Ball. And it's a fundraiser that features a cowboy-themed meal and Western Swing. Performers include Jimmy Young of Bob Wills' famous Texas Playboys, Grammy-winning pianist Floyd Domino, and the Modern Swing Pioneers with Luke Reed. And that is, if you call 982-0462, you can find out information on tickets. And that is tonight. I believe it starts, I'm not sure what time it starts, but
it's tonight.
It's a really, really great cause, and it's a great organization. Also, you know, I have to pimp Steve Terrell. He's a political reporter for the New Mexican, and he writes for Pasatiempo. But he and a bunch of other great folks are having
He's on KSFR Radio.
And he's on KSFR Radio.
He does a great
the big enchilada
show.
And he does a great show and a great podcast. And he's going to be performing tonight along with the Imperial Rooster at Red's Steakhouse in Espanola at 7 p.m. tonight. It's kind of the one-year anniversary of the Imperial Rooster, who sings some really silly songs. If you Googleize them, you can find out. You can hear some of their music. It's really great stuff. And that's in Espanola, who I believe that there's gas in Espanola now, so you won't freeze by going to Red Steakhouse. And that's at 7 p.m. tonight at Red Steakhouse, which is 1668 New Mexico 68. You call 753-4949. You can figure out more about that place. But that's going to be a great show. Also, on Saturday, February 12th, Northern New Mexico guitarist Daniel Weston presents a concert titled Romantic Interlude. And I believe that Daniel Weston has performed, he performed recently. And that is at, well, he's got shows all over. But at 6 p.m. On Saturday, there's a show at Little Wing, which is great.
428-1393 is the number here at KSFR. And please make a donation and make it as quickly as you can, because we've only got, about 10 or 11 minutes left in this hour, and we're trying to make our goal here. The Farmers Market Institute Wednesday night movie series presents Tapped, which is a scathing and award-winning documentary which exposes the bottled water industry. And it's a heavy-duty film. It's very, very good. It's very well made. And that's Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the Farmers Market Pavilion. You can go to farmersmarketinstitute.org, or you can call 983-7726. Highly recommended.
Tonight at Corazon, Heartbeats, Love Fiesta 2011 with DJs Jeff White, Dirt Girl, Gladys Knives, and Federici.
Gladys Knives?
9:30. Glad as Knives.
Oh.
Almost like Gladys Knight, but different. performance at the Screen. The Screen series continues with Romeo and Juliet at Shakespeare's Globe Theater. There's a screening at 12:30 on Sunday at Santa Fe University of Art and Design at the Screen. And I'm not sure if there's one on Saturday, too. I think there is. But you can check that out in the Pasta Tiempo calendar and get all the listings for those. What kind of movie stuff is going on this week? You know what? I saw The Illusionist.
Oh, yeah?
And it is awesome.
Really?
Yeah. It's a great animated film. It's sort of, I would say it's an homage to Jacques Tati. It's nominated for an Academy Award this year. I mean, it's up against the big boys, the big Hollywood blockbusters, and it knocked quite a few of them out of the running, because there's only 3 slots for that this year. Go and see this film.
Okay.
Hey, Mary Charlotte,
yes.
We're over 1,000, over halfway to your goal. And this one, Robert, is for you. David Gonzalez, your old landlord, and his wife miss you.
Oh. Tell them I miss them, too.
Will do. And Anonymous does, too. Okay.
Oh.
Anonymous misses him, too? That's becomes intriguing.
I know. I have a lot of those. They fill my inbox.
Anonymous people who miss you?
Well, they want to sell me things.
All right. We won't ask what they want
right.
to sell you. 428-1393. Okay, we've passed our $1,000 mark. Let's try to get as close as we can to the $2,000 mark. And let's see. What's going... 428-1393. What is going on at... Collected Works Bookstore. Well, Craig Barnes, Democracy at the Crossroads and the Evolution of Civilization Lecture Series. There's a couple more of those left, and the next one is on Wednesday the 16th at 6 in the evening. And apparently that is very popular and well attended.
Ah. Let's see. The Somos Writers Winter Writer Series is continuing up there in Taos. Second annual Youth Writers Night is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Taos Community Auditorium, if you're up in that area. You can go to somostaos.org. This is a donation event, and I recommend it. This is a great organization. This sounds cool for the all-ages set. Zombie Prom Costume Dance Party. Dress up like the living dead and get in free. Otherwise, the cost is $5. The great thing about this is I can get in. I don't even have to dress up. I just look like The Walking Dead anyway. So I can get in for free. That's at 6 from 6 to 10 p.m. on Saturday at Warehouse 21 over there in the rail yard. Oh, also at Warehouse 21 is the one-act drama Booby Trap. It's a one-act drama by Ed Monk. There's performances tonight at 7 p.m., 2 and 7 p.m. on Saturday. And oh, no, I'm sorry. That's at Capitol High, Booby Trap is. It's a great play.
And Hayoka Merrifield, who is Native American artist and jeweler, is having an opening at Teresa Vornberg Gallery on Canyon Road. And let's see. Ken Knight wrote to me, and Canticum Novum is doing an event tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in Albuquerque. And then on Sunday at 4 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue here in Santa Fe, and Oliver Prezant will present a free pre-concert lecture 1 hour before each performance. They're doing Vivaldi's Nisi Dominus Psalm with Cecilia Leitner, soprano, and Deborah Domansky, that sounds like my name, mezzo-soprano, and Sarah Weiler, alto. And then they're doing Benjamin Britten, Curlew River, a parable for church performance. And Campbell Martin is the director, stage director of that. So good stuff, Canticum Novum, chamber orchestra and chorus.
Here's a great thing. I believe this is a fundraiser for the Santa Fe Botanical Garden.
Yeah.
Sex and Violets. We haven't mentioned this one, have we? Valentine's performance by Thomas Antonio and Carol Johnson. Live music presented by the Santa Fe Botanical Garden, 4 to 6 p.m. at Counterculture Cafe. There is a cover charge, but it includes champagne and chocolate. And that is Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I get the violets part.
Yeah.
But...
the other part?
Yeah.
You know, it's Valentine's Day. Everyone's got a hook.
428-1393. And then I got a notice that the Maxwell Museum Hibben Center in Albuquerque is... somebody named Barbara Alpert is doing a lecture called The Ice Age Caves, Theaters of Illusion, The Great Majestic Ice Cave of Njol. There's one panel drawing that has been especially mysterious to archaeologists and other viewers, and Barbara Olens Alpert was so impressed by that that she basically is giving a lecture about all of this. And so she's basically, it's about cave art and the connections between cave art and contemporary art. So she has a book called The Creative Ice Age Brain, Cave Art in the Light of Neuroscience. Quite interesting. For more information, it's Saturday, tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Maxwell Museum in Albuquerque. And for more information, 277-1400. 277-1400.
Well,
We've only got 4 minutes left. We better make our $2,000.
I know. In the meantime...
$2,500 contributions.
That's all it would take.
For those of you who are in an income bracket where you can make a $500 contribution, why don't you do it right now?
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? We're like $400 away.
Are we really?
Yes, yay. Really. We have several people to thank. Thomas Leach, who
yay.
Says... hi to you from the Palace of the Governor's Press.
Excellent.
Ulla Pedersen from Kindred Spirits
thank you,
and the staff. They all love you, Mary Charlotte,
we
and love what
them.
You do for them. And Joanna Hurley also we have to thank.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, all of you. Okay, so $400 in the next couple of minutes. It can be done. One $400 contribution, two $200 contributions. You can sort of take it from there in terms of doing the math.
Hey, Mary Charlotte, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda. Linda
hey,
Highhill, hey. General Manager of KSFR.
Hi, everybody. Listen, Joanna Hurley just called and made a wonderful donation.
Thank you.
And she wanted to let you know that Bill is on his way to Laos to track the Salah.
Yeah.
So she just wanted to let you know he left yesterday, and he's going to be gone for about 5 weeks.
Bill Dubuis, who
yes.
is a wonderful naturalist and writer about nature and environmental topics, and we've had both him and Bill Robichaud on the air talking about one of the most critically endangered mammals in the world called the Salah, and almost nobody has ever seen them. They live on the border of Laos and Vietnam. 428-1393 is the number. Let's reach our $2,000 goal in the next couple of minutes. And let's see, 428-1393. That's all I have to say. Robert DeWalt.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless. Come on, guys. We can do the $2,000.
We can, in fact, do it.
I wanted to mention Mara Du Studi and Cinesol Jazz Trio are performing in conjunction with 18 Days on Sunday, the 13th. At the Moving Image Lab at CCA. That's a 4 p.m. performance. Very inexpensive. Like I said, you can go to ccasantafe.org for a full schedule of events on that. I think it's going to be a good schedule of events.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. And Rob DeWalt is with us every Friday speaking of the arts. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org. Podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And The pledge drive number is 428-1393, almost at our $2,000 goal for this hour, 428-1393. And the news is coming up. So, Rob DeWalt, what of the many choices that we just mentioned on Speaking of the Arts are you doing this weekend?
I am going to Sex on Vinyl.
Sex on Vinyl 6.
I'm going to pretend I'm 20 years old again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to
Sex on
Vinyl.
It's not hard to do.
Yeah.
Because remember it so well. I've been watching Freaks and Geeks, and it's such a time warp.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it.
And I also want to go see The Illusionist because I want to see it on a larger screen. I watched the screener at home, and you know how sometimes...
Yeah, yeah. It's great to see things on a big screen. Before we go, let's remind people to go to the screen, to go to the CCA, to go to the multiplex, whatever it takes. 428-1393. It's just about time to go. 10 seconds before 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, Mary Charlotte, I think after the news, we're going to have to say the thank yous. Folks are on the phones there. We might have made the goal. I'm not sure. We were about $300 short of the goal the last time I checked. So let's go for it. 428-1393.
Have a great weekend, everybody. And here comes the news. We will see you soon. KSFR Pledge Drive, 428-1393. Thanks to everybody who's donated. You make it happen. You keep it going. Hasta la vista. Ciao.